Welcome to the podcast. Today I will be doing a book review on Zero to One by Peter Thiel. So to start, Peter Thiel is a co-founder of PayPal and Palantir. He was an early investor in Facebook, SpaceX, and LinkedIn. This book is essentially his views on how to start a company. You know, he has this amazing idea and philosophy about the difference between going from zero to one and one to N. You know, he says that it's easier to make something new from things that already exist. So this meaning people that build companies or have ideas that are based off of something that someone already made. And that's the idea of going from one to N. But he says true success lies in the inventions that go from zero to one. These are guys like Elon Musk and Bill Gates, people that take humanity from zero to one, people that create industries and create new ideas that were never thought to have ever been manifested before. And so I break up this book into essentially two sections. The first is strategy. He goes into detail about his views on what it takes and the philosophy it takes to start a company. And then the next section is strictly how to think, the more philosophical side of entrepreneurship. And so he jumps right in by saying competitive markets destroy profits. What he means by this is those that seek competitive markets are the ones that are going from one to N. You know, competitive markets are ideas that have already been around. And he believes that, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, you should strive to look for monopolistic industries. You should strive to be a monopoly, because monopolies at the end of the day take humanity from zero to one. And so he starts off the book by asking the readers questions to think about throughout the book. And some of them are, what valuable company is nobody building? And what important truths do few people agree with you on? So now he goes into how he believes you should think on building a monopoly. There are seven essential questions that you should ask yourself before starting a company. The first is, can you create breakthrough technology instead of incremental improvements? The second is now the right time to start your particular business? Number three, are you starting with a big share of a small market? Number four is, do you think you have the right team? Number five is, do you have a way not just to create, but to deliver your product? Number six, will your market position be defensible in 10 to 20 years into the future? The seventh is, have you identified a unique opportunity that others don't see? So those are essential questions for creating a company. He believes in starting small, dominating a small market first, and then scaling up into growing into a potential monopoly. The next part of the book is my favorite, which was the philosophical side of things and how to think. And I thought it was actually quite interesting. So he starts off the bat by saying, success is never accidental. He reads a quote by Waldo Emerson that says, shallow men believe in luck and circumstances, strong men believe in cause and effect. This surrounds the idea that you control your future. He uses the word definite optimism as those that believe in controlling your future, those that believe in a better future because of what they did today. And once you can acquire definite optimism in this perspective on life, he leads you into finding secrets. And what are secrets, you may ask, in terms of this book? But let me go back to the question that I asked earlier in the podcast, which was, what valuable company is nobody building? Any answer to this question is a secret in terms of what Peter Thiel is talking about. You know, a secret is the important or unknown ideas that you have or that companies have. You know, he says that many people don't believe in secrets because most people don't really understand or can comprehend the unknown. And those are the people that believe in going from one to N, those that don't believe in secrets. You know, there's a quote that I like from him. He said, if you think something is hard, if you think something hard is impossible, you'll never even start to achieve it. Belief in secrets is an effective truth. So the contrary to what I said earlier is that those that do understand that the world has a lot of secrets to give and that there still lies many great monopolistic ideas are those that take humanity from zero to one. And you may ask, how do you find secrets? And the simplest way to answer that is to ask yourself the essential questions that he said. What company is nobody building? What contrarian beliefs does nobody agree with you on? So that was the overall summary of the book. It was, personally, I thought it was an amazing book for sure. I definitely give it a 10 out of 10 and definitely a must read for anybody interested in entrepreneurship or business. Although it was a short book, I still thought that it had a lot of compact information that's useful to anyone trying to build a company. I also thought the flow of the book was definitely essential. He didn't just bombard you with information, and everything was super organized, and you know, he defined everything in the beginning and then elaborated on everything, and you know, by the end of the reading I didn't have any questions. So I thought the flow of it was good, and but yeah, overall I would definitely recommend this to anyone interested in business. So yeah.